Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
All right, welcome back, Padres Social Hour. We're live in the AMR studio at Petco Park. We are getting ready for the first of four games between the Padres and the Dodgers here this weekend. We're going to activate the old Cholula hot seat. Jed Jerko is here, stopping by the studio. Thank you for coming by. Very nice of you. How are things for Jed Jerko?
Things are going all right. We got a big series coming up. Hopefully we can get a couple wins.
Yeah, you know, there's always going to be a buzz and an energy when the Dodgers are here, so that makes it fun for everybody. A couple of hits last night while playing second base, but the shortstop thing has been happening. How's that going for you?
Pretty good so far. I'm way more comfortable than I thought. I think I'm getting accustomed pretty quick. Obviously, there's Barmy's been helping me a lot. Hoffy's been helping me a lot. They're making the transition a lot easier for me than what it could be. So, I think I'm pretty comfortable over there. Just got to keep getting the reps.
When you first kind of heard about it or the idea and it was brought to you, I mean, is the first thing going through your mind that, oh, it's been a while since I've played shortstop? Is it that I'm excited for this challenge? What was one of the first things to kind of pop into your head?
Obviously, I think it's 5 years since I've been over there, so that was the first thing that kind of popped up. But, I was excited, looking forward to the opportunity to go back over there. Obviously, they believed that I could do it, so it was a little boost of confidence that I needed. And then from that point on, it was just about getting the reps, getting the work in over there that I need.
What's the trickiest part of it, you know, just moving over from second base to play short?
Obviously, the ball coming off the bat at a different angle, and then, that throw is much longer. So I've been trying to work on my arm strength as much as I can to get used to that throw, and so far it's gone pretty well.
What are some of the things you can do, you know, to work on the arm strength? Is that just like a before batting practice kind of thing, taking grounders and getting used to that throw? Is it weight stuff, some combination?
Obviously, just making the throw over and over again just to, you know, get accustomed to it. But obviously getting my arm a little bit higher, creating more backspin so the ball gets over there on a more true angle compared to second base where you kind of just flip it over there.
Makes a lot of sense. Shifting. I'm guessing when you last played 5 years ago in the Big East tournament for the West Virginia Mountaineers, you guys weren't shifting a ton, if at all. Now it's such a big part of the game at this level, so you've obviously had that happening at second base, but I imagine shifting at shortstop now, it's like a totally different thing.
Yeah, shifting wasn't going on a whole lot when when I was there. We didn't quite have the scouting reports either, but the shifting has become such a large part of the game that obviously, even when you're playing second base, there's certain guys where I'm on the shortstop side too. It's a different game now than what even when I got into pro ball, it's changed a lot.
What's the trickiest part of the shifting? Is it the relay throws? Is it the pop up when you're kind of going back at a different angle than maybe you're used to? Is it some of the throws that you're not used to? Whether it's second, short, whatever. What do you think is kind of the biggest adjustment guys have to make?
For me and guys up the middle, I'd say probably the double play as far as the communication goes, because you're probably going at the base at a different angle that you're not used to. We're all kind of a little bit out of position from what we're accustomed to. So the double play can be a little bit tricky, and the communication is big on that.
Makes a lot of sense. Talking to Jed Jerko, let's talk some offense here. Been swinging a really nice bat. Since you came back, is there something you can point to and say, you know, that's the biggest difference for me at this point, or what would you say?
I'd say probably just recognizing pitches, kind of understanding what the pitchers are trying to do to get me out a little bit better. As far as mechanics go, we didn't try to change a whole lot as far as mechanics, just because it's so hard to change in the middle of a season when you're playing every single day. But you know, the swing is where it needs to be. I think we're going to continue to work on it, try to keep getting better. But it's a lot better than where it was.
I think fans oftentimes, you know, they'll hear a guy say, "Hey, you know, I'm working on things," or "I'm watching video in the cage." The work that goes into it, though, with Mark Kotze and Alonzo Powell, the hitting coaches, maybe give everybody an insight. I mean, I think it's probably far more in depth than, you know, an average fan realizes.
Yeah, it's pretty much all day long. It's even from at bat to at bat. You know, your first at bat, second at bat, kind of understanding what the pitchers are trying to do. I talk to them a lot about approach, not so much as mechanics, but what kind of approach that I need to take to go into that day and be successful.
Very cool. Jed Jerko is here. How would you describe this season? It's obviously been a weird one. You know, all the new faces in spring training, a managerial change, everything else that's gone on, both for you individually and for this team. I mean, not that we're ready to close the book on 2015 yet, obviously, still a month to go. But how would you describe this year so far?
It's been a challenging one. Yeah. I'd say if anything, it's probably been a roller coaster for obviously me personally, even the team. You know, we've shown signs of how good we're capable of being, but then we seem to follow that up with a losing streak or something along those lines. We just got to find that consistency. I think obviously we got a month left to continue to work, but I think if we can try to find that consistency and finish strong and build toward next year.
Yeah, I would imagine there's an element of that. And, you know, you hear individual guys talk about it, Will Myers and sort of his obsession with getting back on the field this year so that he doesn't have to worry about, you know, the physical thing come spring training. And I imagine, you know, for a lot of guys, it's trying to finish strong so that when February and March roll around, you kind of know where you're at.
Right, absolutely. You know, it's 162 games, you know, the last 20, 30 are just as important as the first 20. And, you know, a lot of things can happen. There's still a lot of baseball to be played. So we're gonna keep working. We're gonna keep playing. Try to win as many games as we can. Hopefully, at least try to get to 500. Hopefully, do a little bit better.
Very nice. Jed is here. Fatherhood. We're into it now, man. How's it going?
Yeah, it feels like 10 years, but it's only been a little bit over a year. But they're doing great. The boys are doing great. They're getting big, learning every single day. It's crazy to watch how fast they grow up and how much they can learn in a short period of time.
Are they swinging yet, throwing anything like that?
A little bit of both. Okay. We're working. they don't understand anything yet, but they're being a little bit stubborn with the teachings that I'm trying. But they're starting to figure it out.
Awesome, Jed Jerko, father, second baseman, shortstop. What can't he do? Thanks for stopping by, man. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. That's Jed Jerko on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. We'll take a break, come back, more social hour as we get ready for the Dodgers right after this.